This is Helen Duffett for Lib Dem Voice at the Lib Dem Bloggers and Conference in Edinburgh, and I'm talking to Jo Swinson, who's just got back from New York.
Thanks, Helen. I'm still a little jet lagged, so I hope I can make sense. I've just come back from a two-day conference at the United Nations. It was having parliamentarians from all different countries in the world coming together to discuss the global response to the economic crisis. And we touched on lots of different issues, as well as the kind of financial systems and the responses that different countries have already made, and took it a bit wider to look at the social impact and also how we can try to make the recovery a green recovery as much as possible, bearing in mind the threat also of climate change, particularly topically at the moment, obviously, with the Copenhagen climate talks coming up next month. It was really interesting from my point of view, from the UK's perspective, to go along and actually hear from all these different developing countries about the impact that their societies are finding, and stories about, you know, the price of food going up so that people's nutrition is being significantly affected, that the people that are already the poorest and the most vulnerable are being hit just even harder. And that's perhaps an aspect of the crisis that we don't always consider when we're discussing it here in the UK. So I find that really useful. I also spoke in the session on climate change and the green recovery, and particularly about whether or not we actually need to change our consumption and production patterns. And I think there's a very good argument to say that we do. In the UK, for example, in the last 25 years, our GDP has grown 5 times, but we're actually a little bit less satisfied with our lives than we were then. So this sort of pursuit of growth in GDP at all costs is not necessarily working for us in terms of our happiness. It's certainly not working for us in terms of the environment. And so perhaps we should be looking to see whether there are other metrics and indicators we should use. And there's some really interesting work that's just been done by Professor Joseph Stiglitz, an esteemed Nobel Prize winning economist, who was asked by President Sarkozy to look at different indicators that could be used alongside GDP. I very much hope that's something the UK government will take up, and there was actually quite a lot of support for that from a variety of countries at the conference in the UN. So it was a really interesting couple of days, met some fascinating parliamentarians, and I think just every now and again getting that international perspective of the world that's going on outside of our little island is a really valuable thing to have.
So worth people from all over the world all turning up on one spot for something like that?
I do think so. There's obviously a lot that you can do using technology. I'm a big fan of it, you know, with email and video conferencing and telephones, but sometimes there's no substitute for people getting together face to face, looking in the whites of each other's eyes, as it were, and being able to hear other people's stories on a personal level.
Talking of get-togethers, I saw you on the Climate Change March last year. Are you going to be coming on this year's?
Oh, I'm so sad that I can't go. I've got a really long-standing personal commitment down in Dorset on the 5th, but I will certainly be there in spirit. I'll probably wear blue on the day, even if it's just with my friends.
I'm sure you'll be following it on Twitter anyway, won't you?
I certainly will. And of course, I was recently involved in the 350.org Day of Action in Eastern Bartonshire and presented a big petition on a tree to Downing Street to take the messages of my constituents to the Prime Minister.
Very good. Well, Jo Swinson MP, thank you for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed the Bloggers' Unconference today.
Definitely enjoying it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.